Hey everyone, and welcome back to Disconnected. I'm your host, Jessica Lane, and let's be real. If you're working remotely, time management can feel like a constant game of whack-a-mole. One minute you're crushing it, the next you're drowning in emails and suddenly realizing it's 3 p.m. and you haven't even started that important project. But guess what? You don't have to be a productivity ninja to master this. We're diving deep into some real talk strategies today to help you reclaim your time, boost your focus, and actually enjoy those remote work perks. Like comfy pajamas, anyone? Now, let's get down to the brass tacks. 5 key takeaways that will rock your remote working world. Number 1. Ditch the always on mentality. Seriously, it's a myth. You don't have to be glued to your laptop 24/7. Set clear boundaries, define work hours and stick to them as much as possible. Think of it like a traditional office job, just with way more flexibility. When those work hours are over, shut that computer down. Give your brain a break, recharge, and come back refreshed the next day. You'll be surprised how much more productive you are when you're not constantly in go mode. Number 2. The power of the schedule. Ever heard the saying, if you fail to plan, you plan to fail? Well, it rings especially true for remote work. Create a daily or weekly schedule that outlines your tasks, meetings, and even breaks. You know that feeling when your day just spirals into a chaotic mess because you haven't planned anything? Avoid that. Having a structure helps you stay on track, prioritize effectively, and actually achieve those goals. Think of it like your personal roadmap to success in the remote working world. Number 3. Time blocking, your secret weapon. This is where you allocate specific blocks of time for particular tasks. Instead of saying, I'll work on that report later, schedule a 2-hour block specifically dedicated to tackling it. It creates laser focus and prevents those pesky distractions from derailing your progress. Think of it like carving out sacred time for deep work, even if it's just for 30 minutes at a time. Number 4. Embrace the power of no. This is crucial for remote workers because boundaries can easily get blurred. Learn to politely decline requests that don't align with your priorities or schedule. Remember, saying yes to everything ultimately leads to burnout and resentment. Protect your time and energy by saying no when you need to, even if it feels uncomfortable at first. You got this. Number 5. Take those breaks. It sounds counterintuitive, but stepping away from work regularly actually boosts productivity. Get up, stretch, go for a walk, grab a coffee, anything that gets your blood flowing and clears your head. Even short breaks can make a huge difference in your focus and energy levels. Think of it like hitting the reset button throughout your workday. Okay, let's bring this to life with a real-world scenario. Imagine you're working on a complex project with a looming deadline. You've got emails piling up, colleagues dropping by for quick chats, and that tempting social media feed calling your name. It's easy to feel overwhelmed, right? But if you apply these strategies, you can turn things around. Set aside dedicated work blocks for the project, communicate your availability to colleagues, minimize distractions, think airplane mode, and schedule regular breaks to recharge. You'll be surprised how much more efficiently you get things done when you create a focused and structured environment. So there you have it, 5 key takeaways to supercharge your time management as a remote worker. Remember, set boundaries, plan your day, block out your time, learn to say no, and take those well-deserved breaks. You've got this, and I can't wait to hear about your productivity wins. Don't forget to share this episode with your fellow remote workers. They'll thank you for it. And as always, leave a review and let me know what you think. Join the conversation on social media. Let's keep this remote work journey real and inspiring together. Until next time, stay connected, in all the right ways.
This podcast was brought to life by AI to give you fresh affirmations daily. Support the positive flow by leaving a rating or review.